There's a new app that's turning heads for allowing Facebook friends to set up casual sex encounters. It goes by the name Bang with Friends. It's a play on the popular game Words with Friends. And joining us live now to tell us more, Ken Moskowitz of the Data Doctors on WTOP. You hear them every day at 1:43. Ken, welcome back. Tell us about this app. What do we need to know?
Well, the app, first of all, launched about a week ago, and it very quickly grabbed about 20,000 users in the first 4 days. You know, the developers of this app aimed it at matching users with potential sex partners who just basically don't want to beat around the bush. You know, they just want to say, hey, look, here's what we're here for. Here's what we want to do. Their goal when they created this, and again, this is the app developer saying this, was to take rejection out of the equation, and basically it only notifies the couples when both parties want to get together. You know, this app has some really damaging side effects. First of all, people don't communicate anymore. There's just, okay, I'm going to click a button and suddenly we're going to meet for casual sex. It's kind of a really scary app, and especially because so many teenagers are on Facebook, and you know that they're going to be tempted. I mean, Deborah, your kids, they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want your kids to be involved using this app. It really demoralizes. It takes away a lot of the where's the relationship, you know.
And so how do you get your kids to? What do you have to explain to them about this app? They have to be able to accept this invitation if they see it on Facebook. Is that how it works?
Correct. And, you know, the real big discussion, I'm a parent, and my kids, are some of them are old enough that I can have this discussion with them, is really a discussion about, hey, not accepting these invitations and having that, unfortunately, uncomfortable discussion about sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, if you have access to their Facebook page, you need to know how to block the app. And, in fact, blocking any app is doable in Facebook, and it's very simple to do. You just log into Facebook. And in the app center on the left-hand side of your page, you search for the app. When you see the app, you can click on it. You'll have a few options. One of them is to block the app, and it will never show up again.
Now, I know these things don't have to be marketed specifically for kids for them to get involved with it, but who is this targeting? Who's their audience here?
They're targeting anyone who wants a potential casual sex partner, and they happen to be Facebook friends. You know, so for example, I had to install the app so I can know how it works. It only shows you members of the opposite sex. So, you know, they've limited it. There's been some discussion already about, well, how come it's not open to members of the same sex? The app developers said, the stuff that doesn't happen on the dating sites like Match.com and all these things are the people who really want to get together for a casual encounter. But is there really the need for an app to do this?
Mm.
I don't think so.
All right, Ken. Good information. Thanks for making us aware of it. Ken Moskowitz with the Data Doctors, which of course is heard here Monday through Friday at 1:43.